But speaking of the finals and specifically game two last night, which goes Boston's way again, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, it could be better. You know, I wish we would have won the game. I mean, I gave them a rousing speech ahead of the game. I told them, let's play good tonight, and they just played all right, but they didn't win.
Yeah.
And I think that was a problem, as I said, let's play good, but I forgot to say, let's win.
Yeah, right. That could have been
didn't
it.
Cover that.
Yeah. Well, after seeing the game last night, is this going to be a case of, if you're going to win the series, Luka's just going to have to put this team on his back?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think that I would, you know, along with our training staff, really discourage Luka from trying to put 11 full-size NBA players on his spinal column. I mean, especially when he's battling so many injuries. And I think that the Mavs fans would be mad if Luka had to miss the rest of the finals because two irresponsible broadcasters dared to see if Luka could fit two less than a baker's dozen of men on his non-anterior on an absent-minded radio dare. So I don't know where you're going with that.
Coach, that's not what I meant, but I will apologize. It was a dumb thing to say.
Okay, how about this? So that's a tough place to play there in Boston, but now you come home to the AAC. It's going to be loud here, a lot of Maverick fans. Who knows, maybe you'll get some home cooking.
Well, I'm not too concerned about our dietary changes. I mean, when there's so much basketball that we could be talking about and focusing on, I mean, I don't plan on getting any home cooking, but I mean, I don't get home cooking anyway because my wife doesn't even do home cooking. She orders out from expensive restaurants and then tries to pass it off as her own at the dinner table. So, I mean, home cooking is not really a concern right now. Basketball's more of the concern.
Okay. She got me. Slow motion laugh there.
Okay. Well, now it's sped up. Visiting with Mavs head coach Jason Kidd here on the Ticket. We all know the numbers when you get down 0-2 in the NBA Finals. Are you worried about a sweep?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know why I would be worried about the emergence of a clean flooring due to the utilization of traditional straw-based cleaning tools. I mean, if someone wants to do a sweep of the floor, then I would just enjoy the lack of debris rather than fret or worry about it. So really don't know where you're going with that.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
I don't know where I was going with
he really
that either.
Got you there with a good laugh. Okay, well, sometimes you just have to talk about your opponent. Boston is really good. They're good defensively. And it seems like every time they need something, they get it. If it's a defensive stop, a big shot, you know, come see, come saw.
Come see what and come saw what? You have like a roofing timber? You want me to come see and come saw? I mean, I don't understand what you're saying. Or are
just
you
a figure.
Come see, come saw? Is that like a Native American name? Come see, come saw? Like a bastardization of a Indian name or something? Where are you going? I mean, come on, let's focus on the finals.
George, I don't know where you were going.
I don't either.
Well, you saw this team in the regular season, but having seen Boston now in playoff mode, do you see the Celtics in a new light?
I assume your phrase means, do I perceive them differently, rather than your phrase meaning an actual change in the physical illumination of an object and resultant photons from an alteration in the Kelvin color scale. And the reason I understand that you are speaking figuratively is that I'm not a dumb Celtics coach.
yes, you finally,
there.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what
it.
I meant.
Yeah,
well, I know it's, you're down 0-2, but you can come back. I mean, you think you can land this plane?
How did you know I was piled in the charter right now? That's very perceptive of you.
Well, maybe
I should take your advice and have all the players climb onto Luka's back and have him run around the AAC 14 times so he can compress his spine into a scoliosis spaghetti nightmare.
What?
I mean, you seem very smart, but yes, I will land this plane. Just like the great founder of our country, the American hero Chesley Sullenberger did when he landed the Spirit of St. Louis in the waters off of Kitty Hawk.
You got some factual
all wrong. Not the father of our country.
No, I will have the team ready for Wednesday. I mean, already I have them today. We have scheduled that we are going to get together and watch an inspirational basketball movie called Space Jam.
Oh, the first one?
The first one. It is unbelievable. You should see how well Bugs Bunny can play the basketball. In fact, I even wear a Looney Tunes hat now to inspire my team.
Yeah, we noticed that in the postgame show. You're wearing a Bugs Bunny hat.
Get ready for Space Jam.
It's time to Space Jam. Okay, we'll see ya. There goes Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd.